Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Per year. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and distorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You, again, have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, real quick, why is there a sonsoflibertyradio.com? Why is there a rock of offense concerning all of that which is going on out there? Why are we the stumbling block in the way of the professed Christians and the professed conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals? Read Mark 8:15. Beware of the leaven of both sides. Beware of their wicked doctrines. All the information that you get, I showed you earlier this week that 90% of it, at least, it's way more than that. 90% of the information is all bought and paid for. It's under the dictatorship of six corporations worldwide. You all know that, right? Okay, but with that, friends, because there's no truth in them, you do have to understand that. I want to show you what a useful idiot looks like. This is brand new. This is brand new, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. I want to show you why we're here, and I want to show you how controlled the narrative is. This is brand new information. Okay, you ready for this? Let's go.
Bradley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities,
the El Paso, Las Cruces communities,
Eastern Iowa communities,
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But we are concerned about
this. This is brand new. All the networks saying the same thing verbatim, word for word.
Too common on social media, more alarming.
This is why you have to question the narrative
without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news. The sharing of, hey folks, did you hear that? They said the sharing of biased and false news. All the networks across the United States of America in unison are parroting the same exact message, reading from a teleprompter. This is the definition of a useful idiot. Oh, I'm only halfway done. This is what mind control looks like. This is what's called controlling the narrative. All at once. Can't make it up, can you, folks? If you're not on a social media platform, there is...
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Okay, so America, here, so I can just stop right there. You all know that we're not a democracy, but this is how they brainwash the masses. Why? Because the parrots are brainwashed. That's all they're doing is parroting, again, what the teleprompter has to say. We are not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. But if you tell people something long enough, sooner or later they're going to believe it if they don't go and do their due diligence. That's what we do here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's why we start the show off saying it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. This is what we are exposing Luke 12 to.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
And this isn't just... useful idiots in the mainstream media, this is also the useful idiots that are incumbent in the halls of government as well. As you have seen on this show, it's very easy to school a politician, friends, because they don't even know what the Constitution says. Well, that's where it's coming from, and it starts in the church, and then what it does is it runs over into the media
extremely
and government.
Dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous.
Is this embarrassing?
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Look at how they're all saying like it's so deep. Like it's coming from the depths of their heart when they're sharing this.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Extremely embarrassing to be an American.
This is extremely dangerous
in this country today. For what the people have tolerated. Okay, so you guys get the point, right? And again, I just want to let you know why we're here, because most people haven't taken the time to understand why do they talk about the Bible and the Constitution? Because the Constitution and the Word of God, not in that order, the Word of God and the Constitution are the only sure things. Okay? And if we don't hold to that, this is what we're going to have. And guess what we have? We have what I just highlighted right there, friends. And again, I got to reiterate the point. It's embarrassing. It truly is embarrassing what the American people have put up with in this country. That is why, again, we question the narrative. Someone had said something earlier today about Donald Trump and Joe Biden, and I asked the question, I said, what about the other 1,104 presidential candidates that the mainstream media is censoring right now? See, this, by the way, is how they censor. They just keep driving the same narrative, and either you jump on board with it or you're going to be ostracized, okay? And at the end of the day, maybe even killed if you continuously allow this kind of stuff. Read John 16, you'll understand. They think that they do God a service when they killeth you. Well, what they're doing, friends, is they're putting out their own light. And the only light that we have, friends, is the Word of God. And who is the light of man? His name is Jesus. And that's who we follow here. And that's who we're going to continuously follow. John 14, 6, 1 Timothy 2, 5. He is the only mediator between man and God. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. That's Acts 4:12. John 8:32. He comes in to save men by the truth, and he sets them free to those that hold to his truth. Also put that up against 2 Corinthians 3:17 as well. So, again, I needed to highlight that because it's embarrassing when people say they know what they're talking about when they're getting their information from these useful idiots. Like, getting caught up into Joe Biden and Donald Trump and ignoring all the rest of the presidential candidates that are out there, yet nobody knows about them because they still have their eyes fixed on the camera and the TV with the useful idiots that are telling the people across the country the same things at the same time. Question the narrative, friends. Absolutely question the narrative. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back, and I'm just going to start knocking things down here for you. Got lots to talk about in the next three segments. If you want to call in, you can. Stick to the topic. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And I do want to say, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. During the break, friends, these are not our sponsors. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the store per your request. There it is. We got new stuff coming out in the up and coming days and weeks. I'm on my second book. I'm finished with that one. I'm moving into my third book, so we got some books coming your way as well as a brand new t-shirt. We're going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back after this
break.
Hello,
friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomics. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomics' special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomics have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth. And we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Well, guess what? I know people probably don't know this, but again, this is another reason the Sons of Liberty Radio.com is here, is because we're willing to tell you what the mainstream media, the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, put that up against Matthew 5:13, and most pulpits in America refuse to tell you. That's the truth that makes men free, John 8:32. And I'm not saying it as to be exclusive, friends, but it's really true in a lot of ways. You're not going to get the information any other place the way that you get it here because it's all premised on the Word of God in the Constitution, bringing about resolve every single show that we do if you have ears to hear. Most people don't know that today and yesterday and over the last couple days, people have been memorializing Pee Wee Herman's death. Huh. Pedophile Pee Wee. Hello. Pedophile Pee Wee Herman is being memorialized by the mainstream media. Just in time. Isn't that amazing? See, the Mockingbird media's useful idiots are memorializing the death of a famous pedophile actor. I mean, as if you couldn't figure that out. I mean, this is a full-grown man, perverse at every given thing that the man did. It didn't take a genius to figure out that there was something very wrong with the man's spirit and his head and heart. First with his heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who could know it? Doesn't the Bible say only a fool trusts in his own heart? Yes. There's a reason for that. Because of the first scripture I gave you. That's why we trust in the Lord with all of our heart. And we lean not to our own understanding. And in all, not some, but in all of our ways, what do? We acknowledge Him. And the Bible says that He will direct our paths. He's not a man that He should lie. So if He said He will, He will. And He does. But isn't it interesting, again, that mainstream media and the Mockingbird media, CIA-controlled media, go ahead and do a Google search, you'll understand that they've been controlling the narrative for a long time, okay? Not just in America, but globally. Mockingbird media. But they're useful idiots are highlighting the fact that little harmless Pee Wee Herman is now gone. He died on July 31st of cancer. And I've said this, and Scripture says this, and I want to hold to the heart of the Lord here. The Lord has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But I mean, my goodness, friends, this guy was let loose off onto the young people in this country a long time ago. And again, it didn't take a genius to figure out that there was something seriously wrong with him. I mean, the man's perverted in every sense of the word. Here. If you didn't see this, matter of fact, I want you to see it. So you can see for yourself, because we want to verify everything that we say here. If you look to the right on the screen, it's a picture of Pee-wee as a comedic actor. And on the right, it's a picture of him being arrested. The Sarasota County Sheriff's Department. Well, Bradley, what was he arrested for? Can anybody guess? I think we can. I hope we can. If Pee-wee wasn't being charged, as a matter of fact, for exposing himself, then he was being charged for, guess what, friends? Child pornography. And to prove the point, back in 2002, Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee-wee Herman, was arrested for child possession of pornography. What they reported was a day after Los Angeles police arrested actor Jeffrey Jones on child porn charges, his pal Paul Rubens, Pee-wee Herman, turned himself in on a related charge of possessing child pornography. The Los Angeles Times reports Rubens, 50, surrendered Friday at the West Hollywood Division Station on a misdemeanor charge of possessing materials depicting children under the age of 18 engaged in sexual conduct and was subsequently released on a $20,000 bail. Now, that was the first one, okay? Don't forget about the fact that he was exposing himself at an adult bookstore, as if to suggest mature audiences. I guess you mature as you become more corrupt rather than growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They have it completely backwards, 2 Peter 3:18. But I want you to listen to the second charge. The charges against the actor stem from an investigation that police said began a year ago with the accusations from a 17-year-old boy. Them men like boys, don't they? Them sodomites prefer boys, don't they? Yeah, well, hey, folks, the whole sodomite agenda is predicated on, guess what? Man-boy love. Just ask them. Their slogan during gay pride parades is what? Sex before 8, before it's too late. And isn't it interesting in the face of what I just told you, how the mainstream media once again wants you to believe that these people that are committing crimes against children are actually the victims? And does it not show you, and is this not a revelation of the people that are behind actually drawing up the propaganda narratives as to who they are? Why, yes, it does. It doesn't get any more plain than the nose on your face, friends, but here we are. So Pee-wee goes after a 17-year-old boy, and it states on November 16th, 2001, police searched Rubens Hollywood Hills home and seized personal computers and boxes of a material at Rubens spokesperson described at the Times the vintage erotica. Now, this is the kid that's making movies for kids. I'm sorry, this is the man that's making movies for kids, okay? Acting on evidence taken from Rubens' home, police then searched the home of Jones, the actor best known for playing the principal in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, the principal of the school. Folks, this is all pre-scripted. If you're paying attention to anything, everything that they have been doing for decades is really them slowly coming out, revealing themselves as to who they are to you because they want to normalize the crime. Now, I don't think anybody can deny what I just said, at least with a good sense of right and wrong within their hearts, okay? Police told CNN that the probe had continued for months, but the arrest finally took place last week in order to stay within the one-year statute of limitations, which would have expired on Saturday. Okay? I also want you to hear Jones, the principal and friend of Pee-wee Herman, from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He was 56 years old, and he was charged with enticing the same boy to pose for sexually explicit photos. That's a felony. And possessing child pornography, somehow or another, was a misdemeanor. The district attorney's office told the Associated Press, earlier reports had said Jones shot a video of the boy engaged in sex, but the attorney spokesman, Sandy Gibbons, told AP the charges do not involve any sex act being performed on any video or film being taken. Oh, boy, I guess it's okay then, right? I guess it's all okay then. I want you to see something, friends, because this is, in fact, what it's evolving into. Now, this is supposed to be some sort of satire, some sort of mockery of a girl coming forward to her confused parents, mentally ill parents, those that advocate for crimes against nature, and she wants to bring forth the revelation that she is a Christian. And I want you to listen, folks, because it's really, truly not funny, but this is truly what they want you to accept as the new norm on so many different levels. Check this out.
What is it, honey?
I've got something to tell you, and I'm kind of nervous.
Nervous about what?
Nervous that you might not accept me anymore or love me for who I am.
Oh, sweetheart, don't be silly. Tolerance is my number one virtue signal. You can tell me anything.
Okay, well, I've been thinking about something a lot, and it's really confusing, and I just said... What is Mom doing?
Mom is a man dressed up as a woman.
Your mother's just planning for her gender reveal party.
But this is her 19th one.
I can't wait to find out what I am.
I'm always impressed by that woman's self-awareness.
So, Dad, what I need to tell you is that I think that I'm a Christian.
Oh, honey, don't be silly. No, you're not. Confusion you're having, it doesn't mean you're a Christian. It probably just means you're trans.
Yeah, it sounds like you're not binary anymore.
You'll grow out of this. You just need to have the courage to be who you really are. Take your time and think about this for a while. I'll call your mother's surgeon and make you an appointment.
No, Dad, I know who I am. I'm a Christian. This is who I am. I'm certain of it. But, Dad, you don't need to wear that. Christianity is not contagious.
You're dead to me. Look at what you're doing to your...
Dad?
Okay, so, folks, I think you're getting the general ideas as to the degree that they want to push this. I told you yesterday on the show, isn't it interesting all these actors coming out simultaneously exposing Hollywood elites for occultism, pedophilia, and just straight-up wickedness? Well, guess who else is doing this? The man that has been brought up every single time people talk about pedophiles in Hollywood. This man is also brought up, and his name is also brought up. He's exposing them as well. I'll show you right after the commercial.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The weekly unemployment report is showing more Americans are filing for benefits. A tweet from the Department of Labor says the number of initial claims for the week ending July 29th was 227,000. That's up from the previous week's total of 221,000. This ahead of the jobs report for July, which will be released on Friday. Texas Congressman Jody Arrington is blaming the Biden administration's policies for Fitch downgrading the country's credit rating. The congressman on Fox Business saying,
our spending is out of control, $11 trillion in 2 years. We have a cost of living crisis. Our economy's in the tank, and Fitch says it's heading for recession. Our debt trajectory is totally unsustainable. And in a worst-case scenario, and Fitch outlines this, we will undermine the currency.
Tim Berg, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Check this out, folks.
Say it.
This is Tom Hanks.
Say it. I love trophies.
This guy's name is brought up.
All right, give me a smile.
In every investigation, any hint of pedophilia going on over in Hollywood, his name is always brought up. His name is always brought up. And after watching some of the stuff he's been a part of,
I know what it's like.
It doesn't take a genius to figure out, again, friends, that we got to pull the curtain back and understand there's a little more going on than what we're told.
All of this is.
And if you haven't seen this, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com. Somehow or another, he thinks it's cute. Remember, this is the guy back in the 70s that dressed up as a woman. So he could live with his man partner who also dressed up as a woman during a sitcom. Remember, it was supposed to be funny, friends? Well, we can see it's not a joke anymore. And now we're watching him put on little girls' leotards up to his chest. And again, we're supposed to look at it like it's just cute and it's totally normal and not question any of what's going on here, friends. It's pretty crazy. They're really true. And you listen to the American people, these guest audiences, you can clearly hear that they think that this is all funny. But when we see what's really going on in Hollywood, friends, I don't think anybody can really say that what is happening is funny in any sense of the word. And he's dressing him up, his little girl, as a woman for a pageant, as he's putting up his dress to himself. And again, some will say, well, that this is no big deal, but the fact of the matter is, folks, it's really a big deal. It's very odd. It's very weird.
Is that right?
And
that's right.
So much so, I want to go over and bring another video to your attention concerning the fact that Tom Hanks is now exposing the elites, as they call them, in Hollywood as well. And that's probably a pretty smart thing to do on his behalf to kind of get people distracted from what it is that he's responsible for, at least his name being brought up on so many different levels. But, folks, is it rather odd watching a bunch of men taking their daughters and dressing them up in such a fashion and having a little pageantry? Well, some will say, Bradley, that's no big deal. Okay. Well, let me take you to the next level then. 7 minutes ago, it's being reported that Tom Hanks comes out to expose Hollywood being a sexual cult. That's what Tom is saying. Okay, now keep in mind, he's been accused of this over and over and over again.
Knowledge amongst a certain group of people, mostly who did business with Harvey Weinstein.
Oprah Winfrey's another one that's coming to the light, friends. Kids are coming out and exposing her. And the list goes on. Now, again, just consider what's coming out of Hollywood, and that's enough. And how many kids have come forward to let us know that there is something seriously wrong with the people over there? Do you remember Isaac Cappy? Isaac Cappy came out, and I want you to see this. He's a former actor, and he said he wasn't suicidal, but he mysteriously took himself to a bridge and then jumped off the bridge. And there's some weird stuff around that, and I'm not getting into all of that. I'm just letting people make the point as to the point that we're conveying over to you right now. Isaac Cappy exposed Tom Hanks as one that messes with kids, okay? I want you again to see it and hear it for yourself.
An actor and writer in Hollywood and decided to expose all the sick things going on, and one person in particular he was exposing was Tom Hanks.
I'm not
going
to talk about Tom Hanks either, who is also a pedophile. Tom Hanks, folks, is a pedophile. I'm sorry if this is the kind of bursting your bubble, all this information is new.
Now, Isaac Cappy allegedly forced himself off a bridge and was hit by a car on Route 66 and was found dead. Which is ironic because while he was exposing people, he would always say that he's not suicidal, yep, that he's in good health.
Yep. I'm not suicidal.
39 days before Isaac died, Tom Hanks posted this. It says, historic Route 66 roadkill. And it sounds sickening to say, but Isaac was technically roadkill on Route 66. And the day Isaac died, Tom Hanks posted a red handkerchief. And if you don't know the significance of a red handkerchief, pause and read this real quick. Here's the police report. The man who killed him was named Forrest. And
Tom Hanks, it gets really weird, but again, his name keeps coming up in all these circles and these exposés concerning what is in fact happening in Hollywood. Now, I don't want to get too distracted with all this, but I've said before, whatever starts at the top, top definitely comes down to the bottom. Now, we've seen pedophilia over and over. We've seen adultery, fornication. I can go back to the whole initiative concerning what they're responsible for, the FBI cover-ups concerning what took place in the 80s and in the 90s in that of Washington, D.C., where kids were coming forward through that, again, that documentary called The Conspiracy of Silence. If you have not seen it, watch it, and they will tell you exactly who these men were. We know many of their names. We know exactly what they're responsible for. But it's interesting that anybody would dare stand up against the information and the obviousness concerning the fruit of who these people are today. And I don't see anybody doing that. I see everybody just kind of saying, yeah, we knew this a long time ago, but most people didn't do anything about it a long time ago. They just allowed it to happen, and now we're here with the reality of what we tried to warn you of. And I guess it's normalized to the people that say, yeah, we knew this a long time ago. Well, why didn't you do anything about it? Well, who do you think is behind this next narrative? I mean, now you have the said president of the America that we know of today, treasonous Joe Biden, Luke 22:48, Article 3, Section 3, U.S. Constitution. Check those out, both of them, and put it up to what I'm saying right now. Actually entertaining sodomites openly and men dressed as women openly, even taking off their clothes openly at the people's White House. I mean, it's not like they're hiding anything anymore. And I want to remind everybody as to what John Adams said, the second president. He said, our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people under the umbrella of the Christian faith. He said, it is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So what are they doing? They're using these people, these criminals, folks, that are committing the acts of crimes against nature. You'll find it in your state statute. It's a felony. And what's interesting to note is you'll find that they're using these individuals as a battering ram to upend the U.S. Constitution. That's all they're using them for. The homosexuals that think that they're having their way, they're not having their way. They're simply being used as a battering ram to upend the Constitution. That's what the illegals are being used for, and that's what they're going to be used for until the operators behind the scenes or the powers that are tolerated are dealt with by the people on a global basis. And if you fail to do this, you're going to see more of this. Let me say case in point. You just heard during the break, not this last break, but the break before that, you heard during that break where the IRS said it's now going to go, it's going to go basically paperless. What does that mean? That means they're driving you into a paperless society. What do you think that means, friends? What are they really saying? Well, we just want to go cashless. And again, I know people are saying, you know what, Bradley, that's just way out there. Is it? You know, I've shared the story before, and I'll say it again, friends. How many times have we been warned? I remember a guy one time said to me concerning information that I was kicking out. He said, yep, I remember. I was doing the same thing as you are, Bradley, about 50 years ago. And everybody kept calling me a conspiracy theorist. He goes, funny, nobody's calling me a conspiracy theorist anymore. That's right. They're not. Why? Because it's now become a reality. And everybody can acknowledge what's going on here, friends. But the fact of the matter is there's very far and few between that are actually standing up against what's going on. And that's what we need in this country more than anything. I just seen a post the other day, and I was going to make a point with it. And it was on the IRS and what they are responsible for in arming the IRS. Which was another point that I wanted to make, and for some reason or another, I'm not finding that. So without that, friends, if I find it, I'll bring that point back up again. Wanted to let you know that if you want to call in at any time, you can. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Here we go. Oh, I thought I just had it for you. We're seeing more cops being arrested. I wanted to show you this, too, just to kind of pull you into the circle of those that they're throwing out there as presidential candidates for you to pick from. You guys have all seen this guy, Vivek Ramaswamy. Blast Biden's corrupt feds over Trump indictment. You can see that this guy right here is a part of the problem, friends, because he's already playing along with the narrative that's been given. He's not exposing it for being the fraud that it is. You're seeing another individual, and I've warned you about this guy over and over again, and I'm going to warn you about him again, but you see none other than Tucker Carlson out there bumping the stump for Donald Trump. Again, don't forget about the 1,104 different presidential options that you have right now that you haven't heard of, friends. Want to go back to the point that I just made here. Someone posted this and sent it out to me going back to the IRS. You know that they're arming their agents, right? And I was making the point that the IRS is now wanting to go paperless. Yeah, because they're trying to usher in a cashless society. Do not go for it, because the minute you do, they have absolute control over every facet of your life. Period. They're done. The American people are none, okay? The IRS has spent around $2.3 million on ammunition. Someone just sent this over to us. $1.2 million on ballistic shields. Huh. $474,000 on Smith & Wesson rifles. $463,000 on Beretta 1301 tactical shotguns. And $243,000 on body armor. The report also showed $1.3 trillion, which was spent on various other gear for criminal investigation agencies. I didn't know that was the purpose of the IRS, which is an unconstitutional agency within itself, as we all know. I didn't know that was their purpose. No, I want to show you something on the other side. What do? How do you counter all this? Besides stand up against it lawfully, you train up your kids in the way that they should go. I'm going to show you a video on the other side, and then I'm also going to show you a business and businesses across the country, how they defended their own property when looters thought they were going to have a free hand. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, you all know I'm changing topics just a little bit. Folks, I'm trying to get caught up over the week, things that need to be covered. I'm not the guy to just stick on one topic. Now, if we get in the word mode, we can go there all day long. But these are some important issues that I believe that we all need to see to keep everybody apart as to what's going on in this country and concerning your God-given rights. We just found out... Y'all know that there's 393.3 million guns, weapons in the hands of the American people. There's 329.5 million people, and yet there's 393.3 million weapons in the hands of the American people. I can imagine that poses a threat to the corrupt that are on the horizon, right? Well, people aren't stupid, obviously, because people are paying attention. And I'm sorry. Yes, people are stupid. Forgive me. I want to be. Hey, tell the truth and shame the stupid, right? Tell the truth and shame the devil is my objective here. That's why people need to repent, Acts 20, verse 21. But the fact of the matter is a lot of people are awake to what's going on. So I'll give them credit for that, okay? And I say that with a smile on my face and my hand on their shoulders. But what's interesting is a brand new... according to the statetoday.net, a brand new poll that was just taken states that up to 60% of Americans could be gun owners, doubling previous estimates. Oh, baloney, folks. I just said there was $393.3 million guns in the hands of the American people. Well, who reported that? The NRA did. Now, by the way, if you're supporting the NRA, Do yourself a favor and pull the curtain back on the NRA, and you'll take notice real quick that they have been compromising your God-given rights concerning the Second Amendment out for decades. Matter of fact, Wayne LaPierre, why don't you go ahead and check out his house, and you'll understand where all that support money has gone. It's pretty crazy, but don't, folks. You can trust the NRA no further than you can trust a politician. But that's their new poll, that 60% of the American people are now gun owners. I don't believe it for a moment. I believe that there's a lot more than that when it comes to gun owners in this country. Especially when you go outside of the city, you're going to find folks. A lot of these small towns, it's probably harder for you to find somebody that doesn't have a gun than does have a gun. Because most people are armed in these small towns, and rightfully so. And I would say the same thing is happening in a lot of the cities. And I'm talking about law abiders. And again, just consider what's taking place here, friends. People are hopefully even higher statistics concerning this poll from the NRA. Hopefully people are actually understanding the threat here. Matter of fact, I had a friend yesterday. He asked me, Bradley, what do you think that we should do? I said, well, why don't you do what the Romans used to tell us to do and what George Washington told us to do? Who knows better than them guys? And I'm talking about Washington. And he said, well, what's that? He said, well, both of them said, in essence, that the way to basically hold on to the peace in which you have is to prepare for war. Americans, you should stand ready as Minutemen. You should always be ready to be assaulted. And to be able to defend yourself. By the way, that's the whole purpose of the Second Amendment, folks. That's the whole reason we have the Second Amendment, in case the government goes bad. And I just highlighted during the last segment, friends, as to the information as to how the federal government is illegally taking your money from the tax coffers, reallocating money to these unconstitutional agencies, and arming them. Who do you suppose, and what do you think the reason is that they're arming these agencies? Because they want to defend themselves and assail their political opposition. And again, I'm talking about corruption. That's right. That's exactly what's happening. Now, let me make another point here, and these are the kind of points that I really like to make. I only watched about a minute of this, but I want to show you, and this happened during the L.A. riots back in the 90s, and common sense comes into play. Okay, so I don't mean to regurgitate this information, folks, but it's a brand new video, and it just shows you what the American people do when they're being assailed by looters and criminals. What do? Well, they go back and they resort back to the Second Amendment and the reason that it was given. Well, let me show you what I'm talking about right now on social media platforms. This place right here was under attack by a bunch of looters, and the owners just happened to be armed, both of them, and you can see all these looters that thought that they were just going to go inside of their shop and steal whatever they wanted had another thing coming. This is the whole reason America is armed. Okay? And this is what corruption wants to take away from you so you cannot defend yourselves, friends. I love this kind of stuff. I don't care what color they are, friends. Everybody, if you're a law abider, you have every right given unto you by God, friends, to bear arms to protect yourselves and your property and your family, not in that order.
We better kid up and go see these guys.
See, look what's happening. They're standing there armed, friends, when there's riots going on. Again, they have every right to do it. And what does the mainstream media do? They try to get in there and try to demonize these people. See, but look what's happening. You got these younger people in America that are going along with the narrative, and they're going breaking inside of stores and looting property that does not belong to them. But what happens when the owner's armed? That doesn't fare very well for the looters, does it? The criminals, absolutely not.
I heard a crash. We're going to see what's going on over here.
Look at this. I mean, what kind of appeal? I guess the thing to do is to destroy what you have. That's the answer. That's the answer we're all looking for, genius. And again, what happens? The owners of these companies, what do? They, and these store owners, they bear arms to defend off those that are destroying their properties. It's, to me, folks, that is the most ignorant thing. One of the most ignorant things I've ever seen in all my life. Hey, folks, when things go bad, let's destroy ourselves. Let's destroy our buildings. Let's destroy our homes and our families. Oh, that's a good response. Ah, my goodness. What's the answer to all this? Do you mind if I gloat for a moment? I'm going to go ahead and gloat for a moment. What you do is you raise up your children to know the difference. When my kids were 5 years old, they knew the Bill of Rights. They knew the Constitution. And I want you to see this because it's pretty impressive for these little guys to do what they did. But let me take you back and just show you what the Lord blesses, okay? This is what the Lord blesses. Check this out.
America, this is how you say thank you to those who gave their all for our all. Teach your posterity the reason why our veterans fought, bled, and died. This is the perfect exemplification of what true honor really is.
This is the anecdote to what you see today.
Congress shall make laws respecting and judgment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or limiting the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peacefully to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. A well-regulated law shall be necessary.
This will answer the corruption, right? Yep, it will.
The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Proverbs 22:5.
No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in manner to be prescribed by law.
All by memory,
the
folks.
The rights of people will be secure in their persons, houses, favors, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall
all by memory.
But upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. No person shall be held transferred for a capital or otherwise infamous crime, unless on presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in case of...
Little seven-year-old kids reading off the Bill of Rights from memory.
No citizens in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject by the same offense to be tried for...
Isn't that how you honor the fallen? Isn't that how you honor the Christ by knowing the Word of God? Absolutely.
Would be deprived of life, would be your property without due process of law. Nor shall private property be taken for public use without his compensation. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the same district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously executed.
7 years old, if you're just joining us, reciting the Bill of Rights by memory, both these little guys.
The witnesses against him, who have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and who have the assistance of counsel for his defense.
You want the answers? Here it is right here. Folks, I'm going to play it out to the end of the show. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. Have a good night.
See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.